Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I am Gustavo calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, detached?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
Owned.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1989.
Thank you so much. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
We put a new roof on about 14 years ago, and we built a pool, and we have a shed.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
For about 45 years.
45, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane?
Three is the highest we've been in. And this house has been through about 4 or 5 that year that Jeannie and Francis came through.
And can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 5 hurricane?
No, we didn't have a hurricane of 5.
It is a Category 4.
No, the highest we've been in is 3.
Three. All right. And can you tell me the name and or the year of the Category 3 hurricane?
I think it was called Michael, but we also went through Francis and Jean and Wilma, and then there was Michael, I believe, or one started with the M.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Francis tore up some tiles off the roof, but it wasn't any other damage than that.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
We had to put a new roof on. I can't remember how much it cost. $15,000 for a new roof.
$15,000. $15,000. All right, thank you so much. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris and the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
No, I would think it was the first one. Winds blew the tiles off the roof. We didn't have any other damage. No windows broke and no trees fell on it.
Okay, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I feel somewhat vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
My grandsons have to put on the metal on the windows, and everything else I've pretty much the radio, the water, the medicine. I think I'm pretty well prepared. And the generator, we have all that.
Thank you so much.
Get the boys to put the window protections up.
Okay, thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, it means hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
No, I'd do it ahead of time. I'd probably do it at least the 2-day notice before the hurricanes get here, get all that stuff done.
So did you say 36 hours?
Yeah,
okay. Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm somewhat certain. It's gone
Thank
through
so
about
much.
3 or 4, so I think the house can do it. But Nathan can survive a 5, so I would not ride out a 5. But
okay.
3 and under, I would.
Okay, thank you so much. And please select your top 3 sources of information. Well, in this case, I can help you mention you internet sources other than social media, or maybe the radio, or TV, or newspapers, or friends and family, or social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or maybe WhatsApp. You can select 3. Your top 3 sources of information.
Mainly the TV news and my weather station on my phone. That's about it.
Yeah.
I would rely on Facebook.
Okay, thank you so much.
TV, yeah.
Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say we're about a 4.
A 4. Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? On this case, I can mention you the cost of childcare, the cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, the cost of insurance, or maybe the transportation cost, or the loss of income or employment, or there is another one.
I'm not sure. I repeat the question.
Yeah, and if have any no problem. If have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm.
The only, the high insurance is always scary. It's almost more scary than the storm or what the insurance companies will cover or don't cover. That would be the only thing I'd be concerned about. Everything else would be all right.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
When we built the house in 89, it was in a flood zone. But the county came out and dug all these ditches and did a lot of work on the road, so we are no longer considered in a flood zone.
So it's not in a flood zone and in an evacuation zone? Neither.
We probably would be in an evacuation zone, but we've never evacuated. We've rode all of them out right here.
Oh, I got it. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Do you know it?
Oh. No, I'm sorry. I don't know it. I have seen the map. I do know what you're talking about, but I don't know what I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
I would evacuate if the officials in our county said to evacuate. I would. Otherwise, we'll ride it out.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
I'd probably head to Georgia. I have family in Georgia. I'd probably get on the road and head to Georgia.
Oh, so it is as far as possible to another state.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
I have 2 cars and a camper.
Thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's like $5,000.
And how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $5,000. I could probably come up with the $5,000. I could probably not come up with $5,000. I am certain I could not come up with $5,000.
I could come up with it, but it'd be painful.
I am, well, you are certain or you, it
yeah,
is probably?
I could get it. It would be in CDs and stuff, so I'd have to cash them out, but I could get a hold of $5,000 if I had to.
All right, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? It has increased or it has decreased?
Yes, it was really high, and then it was $10,000, and they canceled me, so I had to go out and find new insurance, and I got it down to about $5,000 with Citizens.
And may you say that it has increased significantly over 10%, but it has increased somewhat from 1 to 10%.
Oh, it's increased. I'd say
over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 years? It has increased or it has decreased?
It always increases. It's never gone down.
And they
had it up pretty high, and then they canceled me, and then I went and got new insurance, but it's still high. It's $5,000 now.
And in the last 3 years, it has increased significantly over 10%.
Yes.
And what about the last 5 years? It has increased significantly over 10%.
It's increased every year significantly. But I'm sure the governor's going to take care of it.
And what about the last 10 years? It is the same. It has increased significantly over 10%.
Yes. It just keeps going up and up and up.
Okay. Thank you so
every
much.
Year it goes
and,
up.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up all the time, every year.
Thank
I've
you.
I've only made one claim. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider?
Yes.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or from 80% to less than 100%, or from 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
I guess I'd have to go 60%.
From 60 to less than 80%.
80 to 60. 60 being the lowest I would go.
All right, thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you move in to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home?
No, I'm not moving, no matter what.
Okay, thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 60% of this survey. There's just a few more questions, and I will try to be the briefly possible. And I really thank you so much for your help. And so in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I guess I'd still want to keep insurance because the cost of building this house would be so expensive. I'd probably keep insurance.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Do you think it's the federal government, the state government, or the local government? Or do you think that the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
No, I guess I want them to help. I guess the federal government, I would hate to rely on the Florida government. That's the governor we have.
Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'm 100% confident.
Using a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest.
Okay, 5.
A 5. Okay. And, well, the same question. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Using a scale from 1 to 5.
Maybe 3.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
I don't think they are. I'll say 3. I think they've tore it up fast.
Okay, and how much confidence do you have that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Okay, thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, not right now. In the future, I do.
Okay, and if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? It is increased income taxes, increased property taxes, or increased both income and property taxes?
I guess they'd have to do both.
Both.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 30 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? In this case, I can help you. Maybe because of the neighborhood, or because of schools, crime, or the price, or the walkability, or proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to job.
Proximity job, and you can tell me two more characteristics.
I did like the neighborhood, and I did like the schools my daughter was going to.
Okay, thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I'm old now. I'm not ever going to leave this house. So the maximum amount.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm staying right here.
Thank you so much. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
At 68.
Thank you so much. What is your gender? This is just for quality purposes. Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2, 3, 4.
Four, and how many people are under 12 years old?
None.
And how many people are 65 or older?
Just me. One.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status?
My husband just passed in January, so I guess I'm single.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
I did some college. I didn't graduate from college, but I finished high school and all that good stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White. Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And by last, please tell me which is the income range for your household. It is under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
$75,000 to $100,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, sweetheart, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.